Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest, Kay Hartman, President of the Board of the Salvation Army in Newark. Salvation Army's Christmas Cheer Program got underway a couple of weeks ago with the annual Rolling Thunder Toy Run. We talked about that and other things at the Salvation Army with Kay.
It has to be one of the most talked about, the most involved, the most participation of our fellow residents from Licking County and from everywhere. We have people come from states, two and three states away, to participate in this. You know, I don't have to tell you, this year things are really grave and we really, really need to help.
Now, look, if you start crying this early in this show, I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
I don't know, but boy, I tell you, it's really...
I don't have any Kleenex in here for you or anything.
You know, it's really weighed heavy on my heart because we have so many people who not only are worried about Christmas, but worried about dinner tomorrow, you know? And even though we're 2 months away, a lot of people are hopeful that, you know, they won't need any help for Christmas this year. They're going to be okay, but we don't know what's around the corner. We've been taking applications for anyone that feels that they are in need for Christmas, and we just ended those applications yesterday. We've done them 3 days a week for 3 weeks, and we have a little over 400 families already who have reached out to us. So,
well, the good news is, Kay, I mean, that Rolling Thunder Toy Run such a great turnout, and it's so much fun, and people really turn out for the community. And, I mean, historically, I mean, this is, what, 38th year? I mean, you know, it's like if you just keep going, you just keep going, things continue to go, even during the pandemic. As I understand it, people turned out. So, I mean, that's the thing. You know, when you talk about, you know, the holidays and sometimes people get down because of the bad, there's always hope and there's always people around you that provide that hope.
And that's what's so wonderful about the Toy Run. I mean, you can't be there and not get caught up in all the enthusiasm and the fun. And, like I said, it's the highlight of the year for most of us. And because of Rolling Thunder, we have been able to guarantee any child under the age of 14 in Licking County, they will have a gift for Christmas.
And, you know, this isn't like it just is that one day. I know Lenny has been building bikes. I mean, people think it's just this one day event. And I'm not saying it's not because a lot of people come out. But these folks have been doing this throughout the year, correct?
That's correct. And it's always first and foremost. And one of the mottos of the Salvation Army is need knows no season. So it's just not today or tomorrow that there's need. We see the need every day, 365 days out of the year. So it's a continuous thing with us. And what a blessing it is to us to have something, a group like Rolling Thunder, come in behind us and be our support.
Now, be honest. Do you walk around and look at the bikes and stuff when you're out there on that? Because I know you're kind of watching the kettle. You're doing the donuts and the coffee and all that. Come on now. I know you. You're getting around there checking all that out, aren't you?
I'm checking out who's on those bikes.
Now that's the Kay Hartman I know and love right there. Well, I tell you what, you have missed a beat, have you? Will you get on a bike if somebody said?
Oh yeah, I've rode. I've rode before. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't wear chaps, do you? All the leather and all that stuff, do you?
Well, that's not very princess-like. No.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot we have to call it a princess.
It's not about being a princess. It's about being safe and all those things. You got to protect yourself.
Yeah. And I don't want to, of course, I don't want to be the driver. I want to be the rider. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want someone cart me around. That's the princess way. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But it's kind of cool because,
fun.
People think it's just the folks from around the area.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's come out of state for this thing.
I mean,
there's a lot of different plates that you see out there.
And that's wonderful. And that's another reason why we pray for the good weather, because the nicer the weather, you know, this is kind of the end of bike season. And, if we had a nice, warm, sunny day, and right now with the trees turning, what a great run, you know, because the kickstand's up at 1 o'clock, so that's middle of the day, and they can come and enjoy the toy run, can go somewhere. We have lots of folks around the area also that has came in as partners and provides a lot of entertainment and food after the run, and then they can get back to wherever they live before dark, and so it just makes a great, like, end-of-the-season ride for the bikers. So,
hey, you mentioned the kettles. When do those go out?
They'll go out at Kroger's and Walmart, I think, on the 16th of November.
Yep.
And boy, I tell you, that's going to be a really, really serious time. We really are going to need that extra cash this year to get things done. Not only with Christmas, but as you know, Salvation Army says need knows no season. So the majority of the money from those kettles does help our Christmas fund, but that also helps the year through. I mean, it's not just the week of Christmas that we have people come to us that need food and help with utility bills and housing. And right now our shelter is almost full. Day before yesterday, I checked, we had 16 little kids in the shelter.
Yeah.
So, you know, it takes a lot.
Yep. And so, again, I know Joel and I, we volunteer in the radio station. We volunteer. We go out and they ring the bell. It's so much fun. I am telling you, Kay, it is a blast. Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of fun. People come up. And again, everybody knows, like you said, need knows no season.
Right.
Folks just are happy just to whatever. Like you said, pennies, we'll take them.
Yeah.
Anything you want to put in there.
And the Salvation Army has really moved into the new generation. At the bottom of the sign where you're ringing your bells, there'll be a QR code. And so Joel comes up and says, oh, hey, Dave, I'd love to give, but, you know, I just don't have any cash. I don't carry cash on me anymore. No problem, Joel. Get that phone out of here, baby. We're going to...
Well, I'll have to get a smartphone first.
I should have known that. I should have known that. I should have known that.
Excuse for everything, Kay. Don't.
But anyway, there will be a QR code so you can zap that, and you can make as little as $1 to... $1,000 donation just by the click of a button.
Yeah, and it's fun too.
Isn't it wonderful?
With Dave, anytime the moms and dads come up with little kids, if they make a donation, hey, ring that
bell.
Those kids love to ring that bell.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so much fun for them. It really is.
Yeah, sure.
Now, the little kettles, are you going to have those out again at some places?
They're at all the Duke and Duchess stations, I think starting this week.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll see them at TrueCor. All of the branch offices, you'll see them at Park National Bank, all of their branch offices, and a whole list of other folks around Licking County that help support us. So,
All right, we're talking about
kettles are ringing.
We're talking about donations. We're talking about toys. You got to have hands, too, Kay, to get this stuff all done. What about volunteers?
Boy, we need volunteers by the bunches and for numerous things, not only Christmas, but for lots of other things. At the toy shop down on East Main Street, we'll need help down there with assembling and putting together the list and packing boxes. We'll need help during distribution to help people get their stuff gathered up. Between now and Christmas, there's always things. People always call us and say, hey, I've got such and such I'd like to donate. Come get it. And we don't always have somebody that can go get it. So one of the top priorities as far as volunteers are concerned at this moment is drivers. And you don't have to have a CL license. It's just a cargo van. And you can use a Salvation Army vehicle. You don't have to use your own. But we need folks that we can call when we have people who donate stuff that would like to donate to us that we can go pick up. On a regular basis throughout the year, we get lots of donations from local restaurants and facilities. And that's food that we help use in our soup kitchen to help. You know, we feed anywhere between 4,000 and 5,000 people a month through that soup kitchen. And a lot of that food is donated by your local restaurants. And our cook tries to take what she can and make another meal out of it and serve in the soup kitchen. And then during the days that our food pantry is open, we also hand out that extra food that we have. But it's a chore to go around and get it gathered up. And restaurants like for us to come in the morning before they get busy with lunch. And again, not too early. You know, there's just a window of time. So we need some folks that can be drivers that can come help us pick things up. And then the closer we get to Christmas, the more we get these spur-of-the-moment phone calls from folks. And if Megan is my volunteer coordinator at the Salvation Army, 345-8120.
Well, look at that.
If you give her...
Make the big bucks right there.
If you can give her a call and say, hey, if... On Wednesday mornings before noon, if you need somebody, I'm available. And just give her, you know, her information so she's got somebody she can lay hands on right away to go pick things up. That would be a tremendous help. And it's not only at Christmas, but all year round we need volunteers for that. And we always need volunteers for the soup kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, so
Well, you know, the thing about, I'll go back to the distribution and that, I've done that before. I've been down there.
Well, it's hard work.
Now, let me tell you something, though. That's a well-oiled machine. I mean, hands, just let's go. Come on in. They've got their slip. Here's your stuff. Let's get them and move them out. I mean, it does move pretty quick, but you need a lot of hands to make sure it does.
Need a lot of hands. And, you know, as the old saying goes, this ain't our first rodeo.
Well, for you.
Salvation Army's been around. But Salvation Army itself's been around for hundreds of years. So, and this is what they're all about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a lot of experience. And with our new major, like I said, he's retired, and like we were talking about the motorcycle run, I said, you've never seen a toy drive like this. He goes, oh, I've been in a lot of toy drives, yeah. Well, he's done a lot of Christmases over the years, mm-hmm. so he has a good basic knowledge of how the... And that's the great thing about the Army. Regardless of where you are, what country or what city or town, the Salvation Army has their way of doing things, and it's the same everywhere. This mm-hmm. is what... It's been vetted. This is what's been tried and worked, and this is the success. So, you know, when I, there were times coming from being in the private sector for many, many years, I always felt like, well, I may have a better idea about that. Well, let me look at this. But in the long run, I always had to step back and go, okay, you win. You know, it's worked for 185 years, okay?
That's right.
All right. I may have... not thought that through.
Mm-hmm. So when will the packing of the boxes begin? So if folks want to volunteer, will that immediate? How does that work? If somebody says, you know what, I got some spare time during the week, I can shoot over there. What? When does that start?
We need to check in with Megan. She is, again, our volunteer coordinator. Or check in with Major Larry. We just now got the applications in. Mm-hmm. So we will go through a process of doing the Adopt-A-Family and the Angel Tree. And so we'll wait for some of that stuff to come back in, and then we'll start assembling. So it won't be until probably a couple weeks in.
Okay.
Give us a little bit of time.
Food donations. I know that's kind of hard, obviously, but you'll take the monetary donations, but canned goods, those kind of things?
Everybody that applied for Christmas assistance will receive a box of groceries along with their Christmas toys. This year, our goal is that every family have a very nice Christmas dinner or Christmas Eve dinner. So what our food box will entail is the items needed to make a really nice dinner. Mm-hmm. So your basics. We'll have a gift card that they can purchase meat, so it'll be fresh. So all of the fixings that goes with it, a couple cans of beans, a couple cans of corn. But a lot of the, you know, noodles, stuffing, that type of stuff that makes a dinner. Things that we don't normally get that a lot of people may need is staples, salt, pepper, butter, shortening, flour, you know, things that we have in our kitchen all the time, but maybe they don't. And so, you know, there again, when you're shopping, Joel, if you find a bargain at Kroger's and it's five cans and you only really need three at your house, buy the five. Mm-hmm. It's a better bargain, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and then donate the other two cans in the same way with salt and pepper and, you know, all that kind of stuff that goes into making a meal a meal. Mm-hmm. Then we always like to add something special for the kids, whether it be brownies or cookies or a cake mix or something like that, something special. So, yeah, we could use any type of donations that we can, you know, more and more people are visiting the food pantry, and there's less and less stuff to go around. So we don't want to deny anybody a good meal for the holidays.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Kay Hartman, President of the Board of the Salvation Army in Newark. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.